And this I have a Janet Craig, which is really, really all around good plant, as well as the Boston fern as well.
Howard Clifford stands in front of a picture window filled with plants. There's an exotic palm with feathery branches, an ivy creeping out of its pot, and your everyday spider plant. Clifford teaches a course on houseplants at the Alpa Wilderness School, a nature center outside of Ottawa, Ontario. There, he introduces people to the idea that these plants can reduce indoor air pollution.
But each of them does something different. Like, some will be better for certain kinds of pollution. Like, the Eureka plant is really good for toluene and other kind of related chemicals. The peace lily, which is one of my favorites, it is an all-around tremendous plant.
Clifford bases his class on the work of Bill Wolverton, a retired NASA scientist. Wolverton spent 30 years trying to improve air quality in closed living spaces like the Mir space station. He now runs a research firm in Picayune, Mississippi. He says his findings could apply to many of the places where people live and work. That's because chemicals like formaldehyde are found in carpets and furniture. Wolverton says it's also the smell you get from a new car. Put that in an airtight space, and Wolverton says it's no wonder people often feel sick.
Practically everything that we have now is made of synthetics, particle board, paneling, flooring, building material, desks, carpet, fabrics, you know, they all have chemicals and dyes. So when we seal up our homes, we trap all of these chemicals that a small amount are emitted from all these synthetic products. And it's create a very unhealthy indoor environment.
Wolverton tested the effect houseplants have on chemicals. He sprayed things like ammonia and benzene into an airtight room, and he found certain plants absorb the chemicals.
We have found if you add enough houseplants or design houseplants into the system, then they can act as the lungs of that building to purify and revitalize the air.
Wolverton tested dozens of plants, and he published his results in the peer-reviewed Journal of the Mississippi Academy of Sciences. He also compiled a list of the 50 most effective houseplants. Many are tropical. For instance, there's the bamboo palm and the rubber plant. The snake plant also performed well, as did the Kimberley Queen fern. But Wolverton says to feel the effects, you need to have the plants close by.
If you're at a desk or a computer, or if you have an easy chair where you spend a lot of time, the closer you are to that plant, the more effective that plant is going to be in purifying the air in the zone where you are.
But not everyone is convinced that houseplants are that effective. John Gurman runs the EPA's Indoor Environments Division.
I think there's some really interesting studies, laboratory studies, that have shown that plants have some capability for removing air pollution. The problem with the studies is they really haven't been able to extend this to the larger environment, that is a real house, and demonstrate that this particular technique works.
Gurman says researchers at the EPA have also studied these plants, and they found it would take hundreds of them to make a difference throughout a whole house. He says for most people, that's just not feasible.
So we think that there may be some potential in terms of this technique, but I think it needs a lot more work before you can rely on this to clean the air of your house.
But researcher Bill Wolverton says he has proven his theories in a larger environment. He's designed two large-scale systems which have proved successful. One is in his home, the other is at Northeast Mississippi Community College. Both systems have rooms which are filled with plants. The air from the entire building circulates through the room. He says the airborne chemicals are removed. Wolverton says the results have been dramatic, but while he's tried to interest the EPA in his work, he's had no luck. He argues they need to take a closer look at his large-scale projects.
They still look at it like setting a few plants in a building is not going to solve a major problem, and they're correct. And that's why I've touched on how we're designing these high-efficiency filters. So you walk into a building, it's like walking into a little earth that acts as the lung of the building.
These days, Wolverton is turning his attention towards Japan. He traveled there to speak with university and government officials. They're using his research to design portable air filters that rely on plants. Wolverton says it's likely the Japanese will be the first to truly embrace his research. He hopes Americans won't be far behind. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ottawa, Ontario.